Hello and welcome to the 414 podcast. I'm your host, Nadine, and I am so excited for this week's conversation. This week, we dive in with my friend and mentor, Kayla Hunt, and we talk about all the things from hearing God's voice to not knowing what you're doing in life and much, much more. I am so excited for this episode. So get ready, get set, and let's get into it.
Well, thank you for having me, Nadine. My name is Kayla. I am a wifey, and that's like my favorite role because everything else in life, I'm not really sure what I'm doing. just kidding. I am a content creator. I just started teaching dance, which is fun because I know nothing about dance. And I think my favorite identity is as a child of God. I know that that can sound cliche, but it's besides being a wifey, like I said, it's the one thing that I just know that I am and I don't have any questions about. So that's, I guess, a little quick elevator pitch. I just started creating content again on social media and I'm really excited to kind of see where that takes me and what that looks like over the next year.
That's amazing. Okay, so I'm going to go a little bit more in depth. I know that you said you're not confused about what it means to be a child of God, but someone who's listening might be. So could you go a little more in depth as to what that means for you and all that?
Yeah. So I think as I had a very good relationship with my father growing up, so I think this has just been something that I just haven't had to work through and heal through a ton. There's been a lot of other things. And so I think just knowing that I am protected, knowing that I'm seen and loved and cared for and chosen is... and that is my identity as God's child is something that I just walk in. And I think it's the best thing about a child is that you just are. And there was no choice of the child, right? They came into the world and they had parents. And so we are in the world and God is our father. And he chooses you and all you have to do is choose him back and just be who he created you to be and rest in the fact that there's nothing you can do to be a better child in his eyes because he loves you and he created you and he has just a beautiful design of life for you when you live according to his will and his plan and align with his truth. And I feel like, I don't know if that fully answered your question, but I go on little tangents and I have ADHD, so.
No, you're good. I do too. And I loved your answer. So would you say that you're most passionate about content creating right now?
Yeah, I would say getting back into content creation after taking that break is definitely one of my bigger or I guess greater passions at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's been really exciting coming back into the world of social media with just more clarity and just a better mentality about all of it. And so I would say it's definitely a passion of mine now, and I'm excited to just dive into what this passion looks like with just a better mental state and understanding of kind of how I want to show up on social media.
That's good. How do you think that your passions and your purpose align?
Well, that's a loaded question. That's definitely a loaded question. I mean, I think our ultimate purpose is to bring glory to God, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I make sure that whatever I'm doing that I'm passionate about, that I'm intentional about bringing glory to God in that, I would say that's the best way that that can align. And when you sent me some of these questions, I actually looked up the definition of purpose. And the definition is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And so I think as being children of God, glorifying God as our purpose, I think that's our ultimate purpose, right? But I think there can be different purposes for different seasons of life. Mm-hmm. And different seasons of life are designed to reveal different purposes to us. Like, for example, my job that is not social media related, I'm not passionate about it, but it's serving a purpose of provision right now.
Yeah.
And a purpose of allowing me to schedule my day out better and learn better time management and learn more about technology and Zoom. Mm. It's a headache, but it's so necessary for what God's called me to in the future. And so I think, although that's not something I'm passionate about, there's so much purpose in this. And so I think you can always find where those two kind of meet each other if you're looking for it. And I would say, and I would encourage anyone listening to this, and this is kind of what I've been doing over this last year, is just praying for the spiritual eyes to see that. Because I think we miss that so often, where we're like, I'm not walking in purpose. I don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, just do what God's called you to do, what, even if you're not passionate about it, and just do it to the best of your ability in this season. Because it is serving a greater purpose, and God will use it every single time. He uses everything if you let him, and he redeems everything if you let him.
That's so good. What would you say to the person that might be confused about, like, why I'm here, why I'm doing that? Would you just say to pray, or do you think there's anything more to that?
Okay, pray is like the cliche answer. It's the cliche Christian answer that we all know is so true when we do it. Because deep, like, God does something so deep in our hearts as we're communicating with him through prayer. But I think there's more to than that, than just praying. Because I think it's really hard to pray sometimes. And so I think when we are in that place, I think rest is extremely important to honestly pray, to desire to pray. That can be very helpful. Yeah. And I think rest is just extremely important to know, like, okay, I'm not 100% sure what God's doing, and I'm a little confused right now, but I'm going to trust. And Nadine, we've talked about this before, yeah, that, like, God loves you too much when you're seeking him to not nudge you and not have the Holy Spirit say, hey, we're going back this way, like, get back on track. Like,
yeah.
And so I think trusting that God is good, and trusting that when you're seeking him, that if you are walking out of alignment with what he's called you to do, he loves you too much to let you keep walking. Like, if you keep seeking him, he will keep nudging you back on that path into whatever it is. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, and that's where trust and prayer and faith really comes in.
That's really, really good. Do you feel called to speak, but you don't know where to start? Do you have a message burning in your heart, but need help to make the connections and book your first opportunity? Are you ready to preach, but have no idea what your next step is? I'm so excited to announce this season's sponsor, Hannah Gronowski-Barnett, and her launch of the Start Speaking course, where she's sharing everything she's learned about how to step into the calling of speaking. If God has called you to use your voice to speak, then I believe it's time to take action. In this course, you will learn all the first steps and real secrets you need to confidently start to speak. Together, you'll learn how to create your speaker bio, develop a website that is perfect for landing your speaking engagements, clarify your target audience, develop your unique message, execute a 7-point message plan, record your message, create networking relationships, and launch your unique message. Click the link in the description below to check out the site and find all the info you need to enroll in the Start Speaking course today. What did it look like when you were in your early 20s to follow God's little nudges, and how has that changed from your later 20s?
Girl, my early 20s were, they were not it. If you want to learn how to not follow Jesus from your early 20s, I can do a podcast on that. So I would say my early 20s were an absolute disaster of trying to find my identity in everything but a child of God, and yeah, who God called me to be and who Jesus is. And so, but I will say, I think around maybe 23 or 24, I had this moment of, I can't keep living this way. Mm-hmm. And I came back to Jesus. And so I think what's really cool is that I surrendered my life to him, I would say, in my early 20s. And now in my later 20s, I'm surrendering every single thing to him. And it is daily, it is weekly, it is monthly. It is every time I feel like I'm holding on to something, I know that I need to pray and ask God for the strength to surrender it to him, because I can't. I don't have the strength to keep holding on to that. And so I think surrender looked really different as a Christian when I was in my early 20s versus now. And then I think, what was your original question?
I think the original question was, what did it look like to follow God nudges in your early 20s versus your late 20s? But then also, I think I kind of want you to talk about surrender and what that actually looks like, because I think we use these big like token terms all the time, you know, surrender it to God or pray about it. And it's like, okay, but what do you really mean?
Yeah, like practically, what does that look like?
Yeah.
So I think, okay, so to me, this was, I was in prayer one day and I was praying, like, what does it really mean to surrender? Mm-hmm. And God kind of gave me this vision of kids playing like with water balloons, like having a water fight. And if you were ever kind of the younger kid in the neighborhood and a bunch of older kids were ganging up on you, you've probably said like, okay, I surrender. Like I tap out, I surrender. And, or maybe like in a paintball fight. And I think that that is literally what it is, to completely just on your knees, relinquish control, say like, I give up completely, like game over. I am not doing this anymore, to say it to God, to pray it to God, and then ask him to show you what it means to actually practically release that to him, certain things to him. So for instance, like I know a lot of people struggle with maybe where they're going to college or what their next job is going to be, and talk about surrendering that to him. So I would say anytime that you're feeling your body get stressed or anxious, or you're going back to Google and you're constantly like just on LinkedIn looking for new jobs, or because I do think, don't not hear me here. There is a part that you need to do something, but you know when you're doing something to an unhealthy extent and it's completely controlling you. And I would say that when that happens, become super aware and just say, okay, this is actually not healthy for me to try and control this. And I need to step away from my computer right now. And I need to surrender this to God. And it doesn't need to be this long prayer. It can be like, you know what, God, I surrender this to you. I trust this. And I'm not going to look at this anymore. And I'm not going to obsess over this desire to know what job I need next or what school, because it just, I mean, or obsessive thoughts about, I know for women, like your body image, it's just walking past the mirror and just picking everything apart, knowing, okay, the second I walk past a mirror, if I start doing this, I need to completely walk out of the room. And because it God will give you a way out of the, like, temptation from the devil is literally, it can be anything that is taking you away from who God says you are and his truth. So if it's a mirror, you're going to use to pick yourself apart. Like that's not healthy, and God doesn't want that. And I think just to be really aware of your triggers, really aware of the things that you're doing that are really unhealthy, and then be like, okay, God, I surrender that to you, and show me what it looks like to walk in this.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. Because I think a lot of times too, people will be like, oh, surrender, and then I don't have agency. Like, God's just going to do this for me. And it's like, no, he invites you to live your life and to do it with him, and not just him doing it for you, which I think goes back to your original statement about being a child of God too. Okay, so talk to me about the type of content that you create online. You said you're back. What does that look like?
I am. So I really love talking about emotional health and spiritual health and emotional intelligence, and then just real life stuff that's kind of going on in marriage, relationships, faith, all of the above. I think that if you were to come sit in my living room, those are the conversations that I'm having with people. Mm. And it can go from very, very deep faith topics, but then it can also be very fun and silly and, you know, sharing insight about marriage or emotional health. And I think that's what I'm trying to really do online, is just be myself, which is like, it sounds so silly, but I think we grew up with when content creation just was more picture perfect, if you will, and now it's shifting. So I think it's weird to show up online and just be like, wait, all I have to do is be myself. But it's something I do think that I'm learning. Not that I was being fake before, but I just felt like it had to be more polished. And so right now I'm trying to create content that I would have these conversations in my living room with girls or with couples, and be able to create a community and connect with people online that just that have that same growth mindset, that want to grow deeper in their faith, that want to understand themselves better so that they can be better friends and better partners,
and just and better servants, like all of that. And so that's what I'm trying to do with my content. Obviously, trial and error. We'll see how it goes. But I want to be able to encourage people and inspire people and just have really cool conversations, because people are online, and I think you can meet some awesome people online. We met online. So I'm open to the idea of, you know, actually getting to know like-minded people on social media.
I mean, I'm glad that we met online. There's some people that I met online where I'm like, maybe not, but how do you balance showing up authentically but also showing up with boundaries online? Because I'm sure it's like easy, well, at least for me, it's easy to want to put on almost like a protective layer to be like, I'll let you into my life and I'm only going to let you into this part. And I think I've gotten better about it over the past couple of years, but then at the same time, there was a little bit of time where I was super open with my testimony and I was like, this is this trauma that I walked through and this one, and this is how God healed me, versus like now I've taken down any single testimony video that I have, I'm pretty sure, up online. And I try not to focus so much on the trauma, but more on like who he's made me to be. So basically just wondering, like, how do you balance the boundaries?
It's interesting. I actually, when I first started following you, I watched, I think, like part of your testimony video, and you started out saying, I'm going to share, but there are some things meant between me and my father. And this is just, there are things that are not meant to be online, and because it's a me and God thing. And I've taken that and run with it, honestly. And I don't think I've ever told you that. But it's been so impactful, because I think if I go to post something from a place where God said no, like he will very clearly convict me and say, that's not for them. That's a intimate moment between me and you, or you need a little more time to process that before you share it.
Yeah.
So I think having the discernment to know when the time to share something a little bit more vulnerable or personal is, like if you're in the middle of healing, that's probably not the best time to share about it. You have your little keyboard warriors just annihilating your life and you're like, oh, okay, more healing. That's great. That's awesome. So yeah, I think really just having discernment about that, but then also knowing like, okay, is this just uncomfortable because I'm scared about what people are going to say? Mm-hmm. And I think if like, not to make it super spiritual, but if God's put something on my heart and he wants my voice to be the one like speaking about it, then I really can't think about anything else. So I think that's kind of how I process things, where if I'm thinking, oh, what are other people going to say? It's like, you need to post it. But if it's like, oh, well, I don't really know if this is something meant for other people yet, and I'm still working through this, I kind of keep that and just keep praying through when God wants me to talk about that.
Hey, guys, we're having audio issues again, so I'm just going to repeat what I said to Kayla.
I love that. And you mentioned another buzzword, discernment. Can you explain a little bit more about that? So what is discernment, and kind of how do you know that you know that you know, if that makes sense?
How do you know that you know that you know? So I think, okay, so discernment is, what is discernment? Like the discernment, I'm trying to think of like the definition of discernment.
Because I kind of explain it like a gut feeling.
Yeah, there is a gut feeling. And I think discernment for me, at least, it's like it's judging well, but not judging like in a judgmental way. It's just having wisdom around a situation. And over time, I see when you're younger, this is hard, but over time, my discernment, I call it my discernment meter, it just works. And so if I'm like feeling off about something, or I'm kind of, you know, judging a situation and I'm like, I don't know about this, I pray about it. And I just ask God, I'm like, keep bringing this up if something's off about this. And he will. And when that happens enough and there's been enough confirmation, like I know that I'm an emotional person. And so I acknowledge that there is an emotion involved, but that I also have been able to judge situations pretty well in the past. And so I really bring that to God, and he confirms things, or he he reveals a mirror to me and says, hey, you got to look at yourself on this, because this isn't about anyone else or the situation. This is something that you need to work through and you need to heal. And so that, I guess, for me is the best way I would describe discernment. It's to perceive something well or to judge something well or not well if you have a lack of discernment.
Yeah, I feel like this entire year has just been a lesson in discernment. But all that to say, because you said when you were younger, you know, your discernment meter was less so. What advice would you give to your younger self and why?
Oof. I would go back to 21-year-old Kayla, and I would tell her that, well, one, she needs Jesus. Two, I guess, early 20s Kayla, I would tell her that you, whenever you get there, in quotations, you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to feel happier. You're not going to feel more worthy. You're not going to feel more enough. You're not going to mean something more to the world. Like, the whole point of all of this, being here on earth in this moment in time, is because it's a journey of becoming more like Christ and rewriting old narratives, creating new stories, and walking daily in the victory of what Jesus did on the cross. And when you are so consumed with, well, when I get there, then all these things will come together, you are literally missing the journey that God has you on. And I don't want you to miss it, because you're missing it right now. That's exactly what I would say to her. But it's taken me a few years to really be able to say this and, like, say it with a true belief that I'm not missing life right now, because I don't miss life, because I did have that destination sickness of when I get there, then I'll be XYZ. And so I would tell my younger self that, and I would shake her until she believed.
I love that. I needed that so bad right now. I'm sure that a bunch of the other listeners did too. But thank you so much for being in the podcast today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I know that I'm a little bit of a rambler, but hopefully that there was something that could be helpful or useful or just beneficial for somebody out there.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the 414 podcast. So the audio got super corrupted in this episode, which I'm aware of, and I'm so sorry. But again, thank you for sticking through it and listening to what Kayla had to say. If you'd like to connect with her more, and these will be linked in the show notes, go to KaylaHunt_ on both Instagram and TikTok. She also has a YouTube, and just go say hi. Be sure to go ahead and like us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you're listening. It really, really helps our ratings. And be sure to share the episode with someone if anything that Kayla said resonated with you. We'll be back again next week with another episode of the 414 podcast. Until then, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for you. And you are here for purpose on purpose. Bye, guys.